The self is what confronts God in the religion. But the problem always is, what is that self? Is it going to be as we stand? Is the resurrection of the body when we're old, when we're young? What's the form going to be? Or in some different form? Now, one teacher explains this point. We look at the sea, and we see waves. I hope you can all see these. It's a wave. These are the waves we see. One there with a little crest on it. And when we're small children, we think this is a thing, that this is an actual body of water that's traveling across the surface of the sea. And it makes sense to talk about this wave. That's a wave with a crest. These two are the same size. It makes sense to talk about the wave. But when we get older, we come to know that this isn't a body of water moving across there. But in fact, the water here is simply going up and down. The wave is traveling, but not the water. The water is going up and down. These are not things. And yet it makes sense to talk about them as things. But ultimately, they're not things. And he said it's the same with the self. It makes sense to talk about oneself, what one's going to do tomorrow, what one did yesterday. But as if one were a thing. But in actual fact, it isn't ultimately a... Well, you know the technical terms, which is unreal, is nevertheless a viable thing.
Just behind Square, a left-handed member of...
I can know in theory that these waves fill the hall. It's a cricket match, but this tiny little thing can bring that to reality. The transcendent fills, as the radio waves fill this hall, the teacher says, the Buddha nature, he calls it, filled. And we can be theoretically satisfied with it. But we don't have direct experience of it, except in special circumstances. It will come as a result of a devoted work, and then a flash will suddenly come. But it's not consistent and it can't be brought. So the discipline then is to bring the tiny thing, which is the wave of ourselves, well, they even using these words like onto the wavelength of what is everywhere. And then we shall have this knowledge. In this case, the knowledge of a cricket match. But if it's a knowledge of a typhoon moving towards us, then it's the knowledge of life and death, which will tell us what to do, give us. You could say, well, why doesn't this become apparent to everybody? Why can't we just do this? What is the obstacle? If the obstacles consist in being unreal, what is the difficulty? Well, there's a little saying, if you don't misuse your power a bit, there's no point in having it. Now, it's in that. If I'm the editor of a magazine, people submit things. If I can't judge them, it's quite easy to get someone. Oh, yes, that article, yes, he's a famous writer. You know, he's done this and this and this. Well, that's a good one. Right, put it in. And if it's a bad one, I can think. If I'm not sure myself, I can ask a good critic. Yes, that's a bad one. So, right out. Anyone can do that. Put in the good ones, throw out the bad ones. I think, well, I don't count for anything if I just do that. I'm just a rubber stamp. So I start thinking, well, he may be a very famous writer, but he's got to please me. And I can be difficult. Then I exist all the time. This, which is only a wave, is wanting to exist somehow. And this is the, well, what is called the the klesha, which says something which wants to form a sort of knot and a ball and exist. Underneath our lives, interpenetrating it, the teacher said, there is what they don't like to specify, but which we must try to experience, though again the word is not always exact, by our training to come into touch. And then not just touch, but be. There's a desert in northwestern India, which is not good for anything very much. About 10 people living to every 10 square kilometers or something. It's absolutely barren. And they spent a lot of money hoping to get oil there. The geologists told them there was quite a possibility. And with great expense, they mounted drilling operations to try and find this oil. And apparently you can tell, they went very deep, and you can tell when you're coming to a sort of, I suppose, something like a breakthrough. Anyway, the news came. So, everything was alerted, now what's going to happen? And the thing went through the last rock, I suppose. Oil? Water. And the news went up from the engineer on the spot to the chief engineer. Oil? Water. Then it goes up to the deputy minister. Water. And it goes up to the minister. Water? Water in the great Indian desert? What's happened at the other side? Go on, quick. Yes, water. There's a river. It's known from the Vedas, which rises in the Himalayas. And in one of these myths, of course, it goes underground. It comes out far down to join the other rivers from underneath, the river Saraswati. Well, it turns out that this is an actual fact, that there's a river flowing powerfully under this great desert. And according to the report, this is going to solve the water problems of northwestern India. Now, they were hoping for oil, but oil will run out. The river won't run out because it comes from the Himalayas. There's another kind of richness. The oil will give the material, the money, but it'll run out. The water will give life and solve all the food problems. In the same way, the teacher, now this is an example which the Buddha gives himself, dig in the desert for water. And the minister digs, doesn't he, a few feet and says there's no water. And the king says, dig again, dig deeper. Comes back, still no water. The king says, go on digging, I'm certain there is water. Now this solves, to have the running stream, this solves the water problem. Northwestern India. Otherwise, through that desert, we have to go from oasis to oasis, carry the water with us. Well, in the same way, the teacher uses this example of the underground stream, not, of course, known as a modern example, but we carry things with us through life. We get achievements. We make for an oasis where we can make a profit. And so we can carry on our lives in the desert of the world. But underneath, there's a flowing stream. Instead of searching externally, wider and wider and wider, and making an occasional little gain of water, to search down, and then we shall find a stream that can be brought up, and the whole area will flourish.